This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The next presidential election is still a ways off, but that hasn't stopped people from speculating about who might run. Joining me this morning to talk about two local men who may be on the list, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Are they running?
Well, Rand Paul, I think, certainly is running. I mean, he's doing everything that a presidential candidate would do, including going to places like Iowa and New Hampshire, the early primary and caucus states. And he seems to be, you know, intent on running for this nomination. Kasich, on the other hand, has been much more coy about it. He's dropped hints. He's been asked 1,000 times in 1,000 different ways, are you running for president? And he's never answered that question.
Now, do you think John Kasich is going to have to make a decision on this soon?
Well, I would think so. I mean, look, this 2016 presidential election is underway now. I think you could probably date it back to mid-December when Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, said that he was putting together an exploratory committee. And this thing has started. And these are long, long marathon campaigns now. And if you're going to get out front, if you're going to get start, you know, lining up the donors, lining up the support, you better get started pretty soon.
Now, neither Rand Paul nor John Kasich had what one might describe as a particularly good week last week. Why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, Rand Paul kind of got into the a mess over the debate over vaccinations for children. He went on CNBC, and he said that he had, quote, heard of many tragic cases of walking normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines. Now, people went nuts over this. You know, the media was all over him. Even some of his fellow Republican GOP contenders were critical of him. He started to backtrack a little bit, but, you know, saying, well, I'm not saying that, you know, that's exactly what's going to happen. He even tweeted out a picture of himself getting a vaccine, but it didn't do him any good. And in John Kasich's case, he just had poll numbers that came out that weren't very good. There was a Granite State poll in New Hampshire that had him at the very bottom of the list of potential Republican candidates at 1%. Jeb Bush was the top candidate in that poll. Then there was a Quinnipiac University poll of Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, three critical states. And in Florida and Pennsylvania, Kasich barely registered on the polling. In Ohio, while Ohio Republicans said they approved of his performance as governor, he only got 14% support for the GOP nomination, which was the most anybody got, but it was only 14%.
So can he recover from all of this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can recover from all this. It's early, but it's getting later, if you understand what I mean. You know, I think if John Kasich is going to be a serious candidate for president, he'll probably have to get started very soon.
So what about Rand Paul? Will this whole vaccine issue send his campaign off the rails?
I don't know that it's going to last forever, but the mainstream of the Republican Party, the big money donors, some of those people, they don't want a Rand Paul type candidate in 2016. And they can use this as more ammunition, saying, see, look how far out of the mainstream he is. They'd much rather have somebody who's a more of a centrist like a Jeb Bush or even a Scott Walker of Wisconsin or possibly a Kasich.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard's suffering a little laryngitis this morning.
Yes.
Thanks for being a trooper.
Okay.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.